This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Simona Garza. How are you, mate?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks, Chris.
Excellent, excellent. And your company is called?
Yes, my company is Wineball.
Wineball. What does that mean?
Wineball is mean wine plus label. Because it's an app that play video in augmented reality directly on the wine bottle labels. Mm-hmm. And so it's for this that his name, its name is wine plus label.
Makes sense. Okay, we've interviewed people from Treasury Estates who have got a similar type of app.
Yes.
But their app is specifically for Treasury Estates products.
Yes.
So I had a little play with the app yesterday.
Yes.
And it looks pretty good. You know, it's you hold the app up and the video starts playing, and you've even got buttons that sort of come off the screen that you can then work, which I think is really nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, you've got controls that are almost floating in three-dimensional space. Who did you create the app for?
Well, we created on the beginning because we want to make a new communication into the wine world. So at the beginning, we are Italian, so we thought that it was nice to show the Italian peculiarity, something like architecture, something like the city of Italian, and to show all around the world where the wine is produced and what there's in the place where it's produced. So think if you have a Barolo, a wine Barolo, that you sell in the United States or in China, imagine that you can see the place of the where is it produced, the beautiful and the beautiful place that there are, and all the Italian culture that there is. We think that is an augmented value to bring for the bottle, and for this it was created, the app. And so on the beginning we create for ourselves, because we thought at the beginning to sell the wine, and with this app.
But, are you wine owners, winery owners?
No,
or developers?
Absolutely, absolutely. We work on the fashion.
Fashion.
Yes, it's another world. And but we find it together for this work, and so we are very proud about this, and we are enthusiastic, and so we understand. One or 2 months after that we create this, that can be more great if we sell the app to other winery and not to buy wine to sell some wine that we don't own and we don't have. And so it's for this that now we are selling to the other winery. And I want to add another thing that we saw at the beginning, the Treasure app.
Treasury app,
yes, yep. We think that they are genius. They are genius. And when I saw their app, it was a great inspiration for us. Great, great inspiration. And so we saw that it was the Halloween period. That when we
last
was
year, or
I think that was 2 years ago.
Two years ago,
and
that was in 19 Crimes.
19 Crimes, yes. Yeah. The first one, it was that one, but they now work again and make beautiful, beautiful work in something like an animation, and it was a great work, I think, and. I think that they can work in that way to create animation very particular, to create a storytelling very particular. We do another type of work. It's always augmented reality, but what we do is to show the videos. So we show the face of the wine producer. We showed the winery, so the architectural winery, to invite the people for the enotourism, to invite the people to see the winery and the tasting. So we make an experience of tasting with an expert sommelier. And so you can, but this is the standard that that you saw yesterday, the standard button that we have, but a winery can create everything it wants. So this is our standard, but if a winery don't want to use this type of communication and it has a different communication that want to communicate, I don't know, a champagne that work with model, with outfit, and with and party, can show only videos about this to make positioning for the marketing.
Yeah, okay. So the way that app works, let me summarize the way I think it works and then you can correct me. I think the app recognizes the label. You've got some sort of recognition of the label, and then it changes the label to a white screen and then superimposes the video over that white screen, over that white label, effectively, and you've got the video running. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, is it right? Is what you see. We recognize exactly the label. We don't need QR code or other else. We use an engine that is very similar, like the one of Vivino. It's the same engine that there is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, because Vivino's engine, did they not create that engine?
And is the engine is the Vuforia engine.
Is it what engine?
Vuforia.
Vuforia.
Vuforia, yes. It's a library for the augmented reality. And, well, Vivino make a great collaboration with Vuforia, and they have an enormous variety of the label. I think that now they are something like 9 million of label now, Vivino. So they are great and make a great work with Vuforia. But Vuforia give also standard engine, a professional engine that with which we collaborate with them.
Yep.
And
I suppose your product only needs to recognize the labels that you've sold the app to, you know, to wineries that you've sold the app. So you don't need the 9 million labels. You only need whatever labels you've sold.
Well, now we have now something like 10 winery. And so we are only at the beginning, and we are working with them to be exactly on the Vinitaly of the 2019. And so we are only at the beginning, we know this, but we believe in this app, and the people, the winery that collaborate with us are people that can imagine. Are people with a great imagination, and when they saw this, are enthusiastic. Yeah. And it's for this that we believe more than before. And now we collaborate with them, and we think that for Vinitaly, we will have something like 10 winery. But in this day, we find other different collaboration, and we don't know what will happen in the next month, because we saw that there is a great enthusiastic, not for all the people, not all the people stay enthusiastic, but the people that believe in this are very enthusiastic.
There's a couple of things that are different between your app and Treasury's app. Treasury's app, the augmented reality isn't focused just on the label. It can it changes the sort of environment that the bottle's in as well. One of their ones, I think the New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc wine, it creates a sea around the bottle, which is quite nice.
Yes.
And the other thing which I found a little bit annoying about the Treasury app is when they release a new wine on the app, you actually have to re-download the entire app.
Yes.
You know, which was a little bit, that's a little bit annoying. Yes. Whereas your one's a little bit different there, isn't it?
Yes, because we don't have the videos inside the app. We are only a way to put together the videos and your label, and the, not your, okay, the winery label. And you can change the video every time you want. We only take the videos in exact place in our server. And thanks to the recognize of the label and the 3D object of the label, because as you can see, you see that the videos is exactly around on the shape of the label. That is the wow effect that you can see. And but you can change the winery that we have now, change their label, change their videos. And change their videos on Christmas to make a Merry Christmas to the people. And if they make some event, change the video and put. What I tell to my customer, to the winery, is that this is something like a Trojan horse. Because you know Trojan horse.
Troy horse.
Cavallo di Troia. The one...
the Greeks hiding in the horse and they go into the city?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Trojan horse.
Sorry for my English. Trojan horse. Because the Trojan horse is the augmented reality. You see the wow effect and you want to see, the customer want to see the wow effect to on the label. But then our app became a media. Like another media, and if a winery think they can have a media on the table of all their customer, so when the people frame the label with the smartphone, you can communicate everything you want. It's something like a TV or a social network, but is it directly in that moment when the people are relaxed, are with friend, and show this app because want to see the wow effect, and in that moment you can communicate directly. Mm-hmm. And you can show exactly for the winery that are little, can communicate their particularity, their characteristic, the details of the where is produced wine or other else. But if you are big winery, you can make a positioning marketing that is a different work like the first one, but it's always be a great moment. In that moment you are in the table, you are there, you can frame the label, and in that moment you have a media and all over the world, where you place your wine bottle.
How do you communicate to people that the label has an app associated with it?
Okay, well, we have all the brand, our website, our social network, our Instagram page, and other else.
But if I'm in a wine shop, I buy a bottle. Yes. I don't necessarily know that there's an app associated.
Exactly. And here we have a different level. Okay, the first level is to communicate directly with spoken with your customer. So if you have the customer that comes in winery, you can talk to talk. And if you have a distribution, something like restaurant or wine shop, you can talk to them to talk to their customer. The other level is to put our logo with the logo interactive label on the back of your on the back of the labels of the button. Yeah. And the other step is to put the QR code always on the back.
QR codes, yeah.
Only to download the app. It's a shortcut to download the app. Okay. And then there is other step that we are trying now to make with some winery that is we call tie, yes, on the top of the
neck.
Yes,
it's got a what do they call a neck label almost?
The neck label that came down where there is written that this is an interactive label, and another level that we are trying now with some winery is for the gift. For example, if you have a free bottle packaging, for the gift for a friend, you can write on the bottle, on the packaging of the free, on the free bottle packaging.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And this is a different type. Well, what I told to the winery is, well, if you believe in this and you're spending money for create this, you have to communicate better than you can do this up now. So we are together. If you make this app, if you come inside this app, now we are together and we can do our communication with our media. But you have a thousand type of media, like a winery, the people, the restaurant, the wine shopper where you sell your bottle, the logo you can put. You can put the tie on the top of the bottle, the neck, and this is now. All that we can try to do.
Okay. When I first saw Treasury's augmented reality thing, I did think it was a little bit gimmicky. Yeah, a little bit, gimmicky is the best word. But I think the nice thing about it is you do have the opportunity, because I'm a very much an information type of person, and I know with wine, a lot of wineries are all about sort of giving an emotional attachment, and video is a very strong way. You know, not as good as podcasting, guys, just out there. but video is a really strong way of give, and pictures, you know, a picture says 1,000 words, so a video is a very strong way of giving an emotional attachment to it.
I agree.
I did think it was a little bit gimmicky, but I think there is an opportunity to enhance the information that you get with a winery, and it does allow people to engage, I think, maybe a little bit better. When was your first customer using the app?
We are younger, and our first winery started in September, something like this. It was September and the first, and now we have a different data that we can give to the winery, and where we see the number of the click and the number of the
place,
and the number of the place where is it used, and usually we saw that there is an average to use of 2 or 3 click for bottle.
Okay, so so each time someone's got an app, the app, they play it 2 or 3 times.
I try to explain better. This winery, for example, they make 35,000 bottles.
Yeah.
And we recorded 50,000 click.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's something like 1.5 for 3 months. Yes, in 3 months.
Oh, that's so, that is really good, though, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That's so it's for this that I told you is an average of 1.5 or something like that. I don't know. Maybe there is one bottle with one customer that make
a thousand times. That's you and your promotion. Yes. That one
maybe you yesterday. Maybe you yesterday. And there is other one that don't see and don't use. But we are recorded the data now, and we don't know exactly what will happen. For the data that we are that we have now, it's a great. I think that it's too early to give you an exact answer. And it's
it comes down to how well the winery promotes the app as well.
And this can change. If you think the winery that I'm spoke about now, that is it, Ungaresca, a great winery on here in Vicenza. They take different awards at the Merano Wine Festival, and they are a little, and they don't use any type of message on the label, only to speak with the people, and only to speak with the restaurant, and only to speak with the people that are tasting the wine in their winery and in their event. So we don't know what will happen if they put something on the bottle or on the back of the bottle. Well, we will see.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Simona, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you to you, Chris.
Cheers.
Great, thanks for the opportunity.